working hard. You see, then we worked from sunup to sundown. Mm-hmm. There were no hours known. Nobody cared anything about a clock.
Yeah.
No time to. About the time the sun came up, we'd go to work. Mm-hmm. And then when the whistle blew at night, at sundown, we'd quit.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Summertime, 16 solid hours every day. Mm-hmm. Hour off for dinner.
Oh, that's hard work, too.
Plenty hard. Hot weather. But that's the way we did it.
Yeah. Oh, did you have a place near your barn where you could enclose your cows?
Especially, not all of the dry cattle.
Mm-hmm.
But if we had milk cows, and all of us did then, mm-hmm. we'd have a stall. Mm-hmm. And it would...
That would be inside the barn?
Ordinarily, or maybe built right by the side of it.
Uh-huh.
And we'd, of course, we'd put those in order to milk a cow. You didn't want to milk her out in the cold weather or in the rain.
Mm-hmm.
We'd have to put her in a special stall there in bad weather mm-hmm. to milk. And of course, we all milk cows then, you know.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a place fenced off around the barn?
Oh, I always had a big enclosure, a lot. Uh-huh. Corral, they called it.
Uh-huh.
And of course, you'd run your cows or your horses in that corral and uh-huh. and then from then into the barn.
Did you have a place where you, did you ever stake your cows to milk them?
I have.
What did you call that place where you staked them?
Oh, now this, all the staking I ever did, for instance, if you were living we'll say for instance, I lived in Cloud Chief
mm-hmm.
out here. Well, that's an unincorporated town and you was allowed to keep anything you wanted to. Well, there was no fences,
mm-hmm.
and in order to get our cows on the grass to keep them running off, we'd just take them out there on the pasture
mm-hmm.
and drive a stake in the ground with a long chain, and she'd graze all day from that stake. I've done that for years at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Now then, where you had your own farm and lived on your farm, of course those pastures were fenced.
Mm-hmm.
Just turning the stock out in the pasture. But that staking was a common thing. And also the people coming through the country, driving their mm-hmm. horses and their cows, they would stake them at night.
Mm-hmm.
And often if they didn't want the horses to roam to go away too far, they'd hobble them.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what hobbling is.
Yeah.
They'd tie their front feet together.
Mm-hmm.
Then they could graze for 100 or 2 yards down the road and mm-hmm. still it wouldn't run off.
Mm-hmm. They couldn't go very fast.
No, they could. Now the pioneer did that a lot, you know.
Did you have a place around the barn where you could enclose your horses?
Yeah. Of course, in the first place, we had the lot I talked about, or the uh-huh. corral. That was the outside enclosure. And then we had the stables,
uh-huh.
usually a shed built beside the barn.
Uh-huh.
And you'd run those in a separate stable. Every horse knew his stable to get in. You'd teach a horse to get in a particular stable each time to feed him and harness him and curry him. We had to curry them.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you know what curring a horse is.
Yeah.
Had our old curry combs, you know, and the brushes.
Rub them with a brush.
Yeah, take that hair, that sweat. That sweat, you know, and mm-hmm. the hair would stick down. But of course, before we go to work the next morning, we'd curry them off and brush them off. And they felt better.
Mm-hmm.
And it did them a lot of good. Made them feel a lot better. Felt more like work.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the milk house. Was this ever called anything else?
I suspect it was, but each community had different terms, you know.
Uh-huh.
In our immediate community,
uh-huh.
we simply called it a milk house.
Uh-huh.
I'd be interested to know what they call them in other places, although I don't know.
Uh-huh. Sometimes that's called a dairy. I don't think I've heard it called that in Oklahoma, though.
A dairy?
Yeah.
Well, of course, dairy is a... We still have dairies everywhere.
Yeah.
I never heard them called a dairy. It was reference to a milk cow.
Uh-huh.
Never did.
Now, you mentioned a feedlot. What was that?
The feedlot.